Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Here's a headline from LifeSite News. It's all over the place, including today's pile of prep. This is a shocking. Now, I knew that this letter was sent. I didn't know what was in the letter because Ferrara told me last month privately that he and 61 others had written to Pope Francis. I didn't know what they had written him about. I didn't know the content of the letter. You don't have to guess anymore because the letter has now been released publicly. Here you go. 62 scholars correct Pope Francis for propagating heresies. This is what many people have been saying was going to become a necessity and was going to have to happen for quite some time now. Now, the fact that it has happened, and we're not talking about this prospectively any longer. Instead, we're talking about it as, oh, you guys actually did that? Yeah, they actually did that. Is pretty amazing, I have to say. And it's not without precedent either. Because the first reaction of the people that are in on this diabolical plot to confuse, obfuscate, and then cause to be implemented heretical teaching on morals, the people that are in on this, first thing they're going to say is, well, this is without precedent, and you don't have the authority to do this. And as is pointed out in the letter, they anticipated that one coming and point out that, no, it's not without precedent, and yes, the laity does have. And by the way, I was going down a list of signatories. There's at least 15 priests that added their name to this. 15. There may have been more. I stopped counting at 15, and I think I was at the letter S. Listen to this. I mean, if you don't think we live in extraordinary times, place yourself in the arc of history, if you will, and consider that this is going to be written about. That we're alive at a time when, for the second time, well, you could say that it may be during the time of Athanasius, the original saint, who we call Saint Athanasius today. You might say that during the time of Athanasius that was a public correction as well. Issued to Arius, or Arian rather, to the Arian, to Bishop Arian, and the to stop the Arian heresy. But nothing like that has transpired until John the 22nd in the 13th or 14th century, until today. here's the story. Expressing profound grief and filial devotion, Catholic clergy and lay scholars from around the world have issued what they are calling a filial, that's F-I-L-I-A-L, filial, meaning brotherly, filial correction to Pope Francis for propagating heresy. The filial correction in the form of a 25-page letter bears the signatures of 62 Catholic academics, researchers and scholars in various fields from 20 countries. They assert that Pope Francis has supported heretical positions about marriage, the moral life, and the Eucharist that are causing a host, here's a quote, a host of heresies and other errors, close quote, to spread throughout the Catholic Church. The correction was delivered to the Pope at his Santa Marta residence on August 11, 2017. No similar action has taken place within the church since the Middle Ages, when Pope John the 22nd was admonished for errors, which he later recanted on his deathbed. I have that story in today's pile of prep, by the way, if you want to read it. Going back to the letter now, another quote. Quote, with profound grief, but moved by fidelity to our Lord Jesus Christ, by love for the church and for the papacy, and by filial devotion toward yourself, we are compelled to address a correction to your holiness on account of the propagation of heresies affected by the apostolic exhortation Amoris Laetitia, and by other words, deeds, and omissions of your holiness. As subjects, we do not have the right to issue to your holiness that form of correction by which a superior coerces those subject to him with the threat or administration of punishment. We issue this correction rather to protect our fellow Catholics and those outside the church from whom the key of knowledge must not be taken away, hoping to prevent the further spread of doctrines which tend of themselves to the profaning of all the sacraments and the subversion of the law of God. Close quote. The signers respectfully insist that Pope Francis condemn the heresies that he has directly or indirectly upheld, and that he teach the truth of the Catholic faith in its integrity. They say that they make no judgment about the Pope's culpability in propagating the seven heresies. Count them, folks. Seven. Seven heresies. You know, I've been talking about this for quite some time now. Bring back the word heresy. I tell you what, buddy. You know what this world needs? We need to bring back the word heresy. Well, it's been brought back with a gusto, brother, sister. They say they make no judgment about the Pope's culpability in propagating the seven heresies that they list. They add that it is not their task to judge whether the sin of heresy has been committed, whereby a person departs from the faith by doubting or denying some revealed truth with a full choice of the will. That's what a heresy is. Then, citing that they have the duty to correct. Now, listen to this. By the by, it's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers here on a Monday at 844-527-8723. That's our telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email address, same as it ever was, and that is KingDude, KINGDUDE, at MikeChurch.com. You can follow us on our Twitter feed, at TheKingDude, on Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page. And, of course, you can also tune in at any time you wish to the stream on CrusadeChannel.com. That's CrusadeChannel.com. And good to have all of you with us on this fine Monday morning here as we, again, go over or address these issues and the things that are in the news today, and there's a lot to talk about that's in the news today, folks. And I'll give the phone number out again: 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Back to the seven heresies that have been attributed to Pope Francis, under the subheading of a duty to correct, the 62 clergy and lay scholars explain that as believing and practicing Catholics, they have the right and duty to issue such a correction to the Pope by natural law, by the law of Christ, and by the law of the Church, and that the correction in no way undermines Catholic teaching on papal infallibility. Quote, we adhere wholeheartedly to the doctrine of papal infallibility, the signers state, adding that in their opinion, neither Amoris Laetitia nor any of the statements which have served to propagate the heresies which this exhortation insinuates, are protected by that divine guarantee of truth. The signers list a dozen passages from a more recently teaching that they say, quote, serve to propagate seven heretical propositions.